Eagles.
With Inslee Hopper. This is Robert Brown, the interviewer, and this is July 28, 1981. We're in East Haddam, Connecticut. Perhaps we could begin, you could tell a bit about anything that may have been relevant for your involvement in the arts in your childhood, say, or in your education up to the point where you were involved in the 30s.
I was, from childhood, interested in art, and in a family that encouraged it, although there were no artists in the family. And I was in the Department of Art and Archaeology at Princeton, graduated in 1930.
Was that a fairly large department then?
Smallish, I suppose, 24 at the most. Mm-hmm. But I also took all the architectural courses available to someone who was not in the School of Architecture, mm-hmm. which was my prime interest. And
the big name I can think of at Princeton in art history then was C.R. Maury, wasn't it?
Well, Maury was the head of the Department of Art and Archaeology, mm-hmm. and studied with him, and he was my guide and mentor, really.
And what was he like to work with?
Wonderfully precise, and of course exceedingly knowledgeable in his field, and also in the whole history of art field, and could not tolerate mistakes. And he paid me what I thought was one of the greatest compliments at the time, because I preferred to overlook the little barb at the end. He read a paper of mine, and he said, Hopper, you write with practically a pure Attic detachment. But he said, unfortunately, the Attic detachment extends to facts. Which I liked. I preferred to take the complimentary part rather than the rest.
Were you quite studious there, as you look back?
It depended entirely on how much something interested me. I mean, for instance, Albert Mathias' friend, Mr. Professor Friend, who was one of the great minds that I was ever exposed to. And his course, the Northern Renaissance, which was considered one of the most difficult courses, aside from science, offered at Princeton. And I got top honors in that course and became a very great friend of Professor Friend's. And it's always been a great regret of mine that no one has done anything about publishing his lectures, which one had to take, not knowing shorthand or anything else of the sort, but one had to invent a method of getting every word down from his lectures and writing it oneself and memorizing it.
Really, because he would expect you to recall.
He expected you to know the whole damn thing, and then he expected you to think. And it was an absolutely brilliant mental exercise and a great stimulation. And I know of no one who ever took his course who didn't say, my life was never the same after taking Bert Friend's course in the Northern Renaissance. It was the renaissance of a great many people. A great, great teacher.
Were these men both European trained? Because art history was fairly in its infancy.
They had trained various places in mm-hmm. Europe, mm-hmm. Athens and so forth. Mm-hmm. Maury, of course, was a classic mm-hmm. scholar. And actually, it was through Professor Maury that I landed in New York in the arts, because Maury was not an ivory tower. I mean, he had contacts with the rest of the world. And when I started job hunting in the Depression, he sent me first to Professor Sachs, because at Harvard, mm-hmm. I thought I wanted to go into museum work. And Professor Sachs said, delighted to have you, but prerequisite is to take my course in museum work.